It says on the brilliant.li, or brilliantly as I'll call it from now on the front page, that it's for building lists. And I think that's a tremendous undersell. It's actually potentially much more than that. It clearly can do that. To-do list generation that perhaps might be useful for either you, your department, or your colleagues. It could be a list of to help you with planning, and because it's a collaborative tool, different people can work on that together. You can assign those jobs perhaps to different people, and they can tick them off when they're done. For students, it could be a way of organising themselves and getting the homework in order, or planning revision. But that's just the basic use of it. I think it's got a lot more potential. As you use it, you do need to register first. You do need to create an account. Well, that's fairly straightforward. When you create your first list, the entities that you add to that list are called notes. And as you enter each note, it can be textual. You can do basic formatting, add pictures, and certainly put links in. So then that makes it a far more potentially useful tool, because it can be used perhaps to create a sort of plan or structure or scheme for a particular topic. Say you were doing RS and you were about to teach a topic on the Buddha. You might want to break that down into different parts. So you can have who was the Buddha at the top level, and then you can break that down into individual parts and have subnotes, such as where and when the Buddha was born, enlightenment did the Buddha experience, what were his main teachings, and so you can have all these individual subtopics, and that can be useful in providing a structure for the students. Or if you take it a stage further, how about even having a whole departmental scheme of work organised in this way? If you need to restructure, it's far easier to do just by dragging and dropping the notes and reordering them than it would be in a tabulated form within Word. Maybe we could do this far more easily and share schemes of work more widely amongst each other.